But doesn't
anyone
system.
in the U.S. government understand that this is undermining the very credibility that is needed in order for these programs, which are run directly by USAID and through other contractors, namely NGOs, who are counting on the goodwill extended toward the U.S. government in order to do their work effectively?
Well, I think you're jumping a bit to a conclusion there, Roz. I think there are programs around the world that are oriented towards developing a more vibrant and capable civil society, consistent with democracy promotion programs worldwide. And obviously this contract was in line with that.
But I have heard from others who do this kind of work who say that when USAID deviates into an area that is better suited for another agency, and we'll just leave it unmentioned here, that it makes it more dangerous for their employees to carry out the work that they are trying to do. Wouldn't it be simpler to put up a firewall?
Let me just stop you there for a second, because I would hardly compare this to the work of other agencies. This was not a covert program. There are programs that are done discreetly in order to protect
the
safety
of the
people involved.
But the mission of the program undercuts the work which NGOs tell me that they are trying to conduct, because the first thing that people will ask them is, how do we know that you're not CIA?
Well, strengthening a civil society, in empowering a civil society to be more capable is something that was the focus of this program, and that's, again, I think what's being communicated with any who have concerns.
Is the Secretary comfortable with this apparent mixing of missions?
We would disagree with that characterization. Did you have another on this, Nicole, or should we go on?